Well, in our Bible story today, we're going to be thinking about a situation that is totally hopeless. There's no person, no regular person on earth who could do anything to help. But then, amazingly, miraculously, somebody turns up who can help.
So to start, we want to share some desperately hopeless situations and think who might be able to help. And so I've got a microphone here, and here's our first person. Should we get that on?
Can anyone help? My plants died.
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I can't help either. Who?
Could anyone?
David Attenborough.
David Attenborough? I don't think that even he.
No, maybe not. Oh, sorry, Bella.
Someone help me. I've got no friends, and I fell out with my one friend, and I've tried and tried and tried to make it up with her, but we can't. It's hopeless. Oh, she won't be friends with me again.
Polly, I'm so sorry. That's really sad. Isn't it? It is sad when friendships are broken and they just can't be fixed again. Something happens that breaks the friendship. And sometimes it even happens that friendships break so much that it even causes wars between countries.
Wow.
And sometimes these just go on and on and on, as we see in our news, and they never seem to be able to stop.
It's hopeless.
It is hopeless. Nobody can help.
The United Nations, maybe? Do you think they could help?
Maybe that's what Polly needs.
I've seen loads and loads of doctors, and none of them seems to be able to help. Can you?
Well, I was a doctor once. I'm not anymore, sorry.
Well, I can't help. Anyone?
Sadly, there are...
Oh, thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Go and sit down. Sadly, there are some situations when even the best doctor in the world can't help.
Well, today, we're going to meet someone who, in our true Bible story, was very poorly, who was really sick for a long time. And then, miraculously, amazingly, somebody turns up who can help.
Wow. That person sounds like an absolute legend.
Dreamy.
Say it again, they didn't hear.
Dreamy.
There's a lot of laughter coming from this section here, I've noticed. He sounds beautiful.
Beautiful.
But first, we're going to sing about someone who really loves us and loves to help us. And we can get help from him. Right now, we're going to bring our reading from the Bible. And today we're going to act it out a little bit. So we've got a couple of helpers, if you'd like to come up. And that's Stephen and Ollie. Brilliant. And as they come up, we actually would love a few young people to also come and help. So Ollie, do you want to come and sit in your position in the middle? That'd be great. And a few young people come and just sort of sit on the floor in front. That would be really good, because we need you to be people who aren't feeling very well. So if you sit on the wooden floor, that'd be really good. Yeah, come on, a few more.
Come on, everybody. We need some ill people.
Thank you very much. Come on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Like this.
And you are all feeling poorly, okay? But if you stay on the wooden floor, that's really great. And then we've got Ollie up here. Excellent. Now, the words for this reading are coming up on the screen. So we're going to follow those along. Let's wait. There they are. Brilliant. Over to you, Jordan.
It's our Bible reading. Later, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a special Jewish feast. In Jerusalem, there was a pool with 5 covered porches, and in the Jewish language, it's called Bethesda. This pool is near the sheep gates, and there were many sick people lying on porches beside the pool. Some were blind, some were crippled, and some were paralyzed. There was a man lying there who had been sick for 38 years. Jesus saw the man and knew that he had been sick for a long time, a very long time. So Jesus asked him,
"Do you want to be well?"
Sir,
Sir, there is no one here to help me get into the pool when the water starts to move. I try to be there, the first one in the water, but when I try, someone else gets in there before I can.
And then Jesus said,
"Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk."
Whoa, he can move. Woohoo! And immediately the man was well, and he picked up his mat and left. And Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath day. So the Jewish leaders began to do bad things to him. But Jesus said to them, "My Father..." Oh, shoot.
Hey, Stephen.
Trying to steal my lines. "My Father never stops working, and so I work too."
And this made them try even harder to kill him. They said, "First Jesus was breaking the law about the Sabbath day, and then he was claiming that God was his Father. So he's making himself equal with God."
Great. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you very much, ill people. You're well again.
Now that was truly beautiful. Let's think about it a bit more.
Well, let's think about this, that how sick the man was. Can anyone remember, can anyone tell me how long the man or Ollie was sick for? Oh, Sophie's hand right at the back, big loud voice. One more time. 38 years, that's right. That's a long, long time.
Jordan, how old are you?
28.
So that is 10 years longer than your whole life.
Yes.
That is astonishing.
It's a very long time.
Just think about it. That is so, so hard, isn't it, to be poorly for 38 years.
Yeah. Okay, what about this then? What did Jesus use to make this man get better? Anybody? What was
that?
Words. That's right. He just said it. He said, "Stand up, pick up your mat and walk." And the man did. It's amazing. And Ollie showed it to us brilliantly, didn't he? He did a bit of a handstand. Not sure whether the man did that in the Bible, but his body was healed immediately after 38 years. Nothing like that ever happens.
That's right. The man had a sickness or a disability. Whatever it was, he couldn't be healed. Nobody could help him. And even today, sadly, there are things like that that can't be fixed, that can't be healed, even with the most amazing hospitals and amazing medicines.
Well, I mean, Nick, look at you. You've got glasses.
Yeah, that's because I've got myopia, astigmatism, and presbyopia.
Pardon?
Oh, sorry, I'll stop showing off. Look, there's something wrong with my eyes. Lots of people have it. It can't be fixed. And so I need to wear these glasses all the time.
Oh, well, even though people haven't been able to heal your sight perfectly, we've been able to help you get along through with life. And so it's not too much of a serious problem, though. There are worse things. Some people can't even walk at all, like the man in our story. And we can't heal that when that happens. But we now, with our modern medicine and things like that, we can help people. On inventions, we've got things like walking trolleys there. We've got wheelchairs and walking sticks.
There is amazing medicine today, and we can help lots of people, more than we used to be able to. But nobody gets well instantly like in what we saw just now. And often today, even if someone does wonderfully get well, it takes time. And it isn't totally complete.
Yeah, I was thinking of my nan, for example, years ago. She was in a car accident. She was hit in the car, at the door, and it kind of crunched her side. And ever since, she's well. But ever since, she's had to use a walking stick because she hasn't healed completely.
So I suppose the best we can do is a little bit like this piece of paper. It's got War and Peace on it. Right, Jordan. Heal it. Make it better.
Right. I mean, I've made it flat again, but it's got kind of crumples all over it.
Yeah. But with Jesus, it wasn't like that. There was an unhealable problem with no hope, and he healed instantly with a word of command.
Well, there has never been anyone in history that can do that kind of thing. Nobody has ever been able to kind of completely and instantly heal things and make things better. But Jesus can. Like this bit of paper, Jesus could fix this and turn it into a brand new bit of paper. He could just undo it. He could uncrumple this paper.
Dreamy. It seems to me that either this is all made up, it's a fairy tale, and some people think that, or what Jesus did is real, and so it means he is more than just a normal man. So, we want to know what this healing means. In John's gospel that we've had read from this morning, when Jesus does a miracle like this, they call it a sign. So there we go. Like a big signpost by the road. The miracle points to a meaning.
Well, if this healing of the man by the pool is a sign, then what does it mean?
Well, we've just sung, haven't we? Only God can do that. And that's basically what Jesus was saying. He said, I am working just like my Father. He's doing just what only God can do. And even the Jewish leaders realized, didn't they? They said, he's making himself equal with God.
Okay, so Jesus is telling us, this sign is telling us that Jesus is equal with God. The Son is equal with God. And now he's doing the works that the Father is doing. So I guess the question is, what are the works that the Father is doing?
What are they? Well, the healing is the clue.
Okay, but then why does Jesus just pick one person to heal? There were loads of people here. He only picked one. And what about everybody else that's ever been sick in history? Why didn't he heal everybody?
That's a really good question. That's quite a hard question. But I think the answer is it's because the work God is doing is actually something much bigger and better and deeper than that. Now, you might say something from time to time like, good health, that's the main thing. But is it? The message of Jesus who rose from the dead is that God has a gift for us that is even greater than the gift of health. God and Jesus want us to have true life forever, true well-being forever.
Okay, well, of course. Well, we only read the little bit of chapter 5 earlier when we read the Bible. And the reading ended with the Jewish leaders arguing with Jesus about the meaning of the sign. Well, it was quite a long argument. But this on the screen is verse 24, where Jesus tells them, very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed from death to life.
Jesus is an absolute legend. He said to that man, stand up, take your mat, and walk. But I wonder if you could just imagine I could get Jesus to come and stand here before us this morning and talk to you. What would he be saying to you and me? What's the true meaning of that sign? Well, I think he'd be saying, here it is. He'd be saying, listen. He'd be saying, believe. And if you do, you will have eternal life. You won't be judged by God. You will cross over from death to life. Listen, believe, and have life. Should we just say that together with a few actions? Okay?
Listen, believe, and have life. Wonderful. Let's go for it one more time.
Okay, great.
Listen, believe, and have life. Wonderful. And that is the good news of Jesus. That's the good news that he brings. He says to you, and to me, everyone here today, that if you listen to me, if you believe in what I say, you will have eternal life in heaven forever. So let's say that again one more time. Listen, believe,
and have life. This is the great news that makes Polly who she is. And this is the great news that brought her here to tell us all about this. And it's why she loves us so much. And it's also why she's going to do a very hard thing and go up to Sheffield, because there are lots of young people there who do not know about this good news of Jesus. They need to hear it. It is so good and it is so important that Polly is going to leave us and go and share it with them.
And what Polly wants, most of all, more than anything, is for us to hear, to listen, and to believe in Jesus and have eternal life. And more importantly, that's what Jesus wants for us as well. He's not here with us in his body, but he is here with us by his Spirit. And he's saying to each one of us today, right now, if you hear my words, if you listen to me, if you believe, then you will have eternal life.
Maybe you have been to Holy Trinity lots over the years. Maybe it's your first time. But I hope that you have, if not today, heard this message. And I hope you've seen the difference that Jesus makes to us, the hope of eternal life that we have. Well, today, even you can listen, believe, and ask Jesus for this life. There's nothing more urgent and more amazing that you and I can do. Let's say it again, shall we?
Listen, believe, and have life.
And one more time.
Listen, believe, and have life.
Life. Over to Jordan to pray.
Well, why don't we pray now? Dear Lord Jesus, will you please help us to listen to you today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of our lives. Please help us to listen to you and to believe and to have eternal life. Thank you for this story that helps us see that. And thank you for the signs, the miracles that you did to point us towards who you are, the Son of God. Help us to listen, believe, and have life in you. Amen.
Amen.